Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you.
This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by podcast cover art. No, not the concept of artwork that goes along with your podcast, silly, but an Instagram account dedicated to showing off great podcast cover art. Go to Instagram and follow podcast_cover_art to get some inspiration, to admire some work, maybe find a new show to listen to, and you can even submit your own show to be featured there. Again, the Instagram account is podcast_cover_art. Thanks for sponsoring our newsletter and podcast. Hi everyone, Akshi Sinha here, stepping in for Ariel Nissenblatt, who is hanging out in Denver this week at Podcast Movement. If you're there, maybe you'll see her around. And if you're a really discerning listener, you may remember my voice since I've guest hosted and dropped some voice notes in here over the years. Well, welcome back to another episode of Feedback with Earbuds, and let's get into some new podcast recommendations. I'll share a little bit about me and what I do in the world of podcasting after the bulk of our show. So last week, our theme was to grad school and beyond. Our curator was David Mendez, host of Beyond the Thesis with Papa PhD. The podcasts David recommended were Hello PhD, Black Plus in Grad School, the PhD Life Raft podcast, Dear Grad Student, and What Are You Going to Do With That? Thank you for curating that list for us, David. If you didn't get a chance to listen to those shows last week, we'll link to them in the show notes. Now, this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Spiritual Trauma Podcasts, and our curator is Simon Kent Fung, host of Dear Elena. In just a bit, you'll hear from Simon about his podcast picks and why he selected them. And after that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Armchair Explorer, a travel podcast that's back for a new season. Then we've got our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now, here are Simon's recommendations for the theme Spiritual Trauma Podcasts.
Hi, my name is Simon Kent Fung, and I'm the creator of the podcast Dear Elana. My background has mainly been in the design and media industry, most recently as the head of product design at Patreon and previously as a design leader at Google Maps and Time Magazine. I began my career in documentary film, so podcasting has been this wonderful medium to come full circle to and combine creative craft with storytelling. The theme I chose for Earbuds was spiritual trauma. For the past few years, I've been captivated by this young woman whose life and disappearance had many similarities to my own life. And because of her, I've been revisiting my own experiences of conversion therapy and religious devotion. These podcasts I've chosen have helped me understand the ways in which religion can both harm and heal. The first pick is my new podcast, Dear Elana, which I wrote, edited, recorded, and executive produced, along with my incredible producer and composer, Lori Poliski, and the talented team at Tenderfoot TV. I created Dear Elana after learning about the death of 24-year-old Elana Chen in Boulder, Colorado. She was a vibrant, creative person who loved Ultimate Frisbee and fashion design. And since she was a young teen, she dreamt of becoming a nun, but she kept a secret. At 14, she told her priest that she was attracted to women, and over the next few years, she secretly sought conversion therapy to change her sexual orientation. Her story eerily mirrored mine. I spent my 20s pursuing various forms of conversion therapy in my attempt to become a priest. This podcast documents my journey of getting to the bottom of what happened to her and finally facing what happened to me. I first came across the term spiritual trauma when I started making this podcast and began learning about the ways that trauma can happen in religious settings, settings that simultaneously offer so much meaning and certainty and good. Spiritual trauma can look like scrupulosity and rigid ways of thinking, shame, fear, and mistrust of your own experience, suspicion of outsiders, and a codependence on spiritual figures. An early resource for me was my second Earbuds pick, The Turning, The Sisters Who Left. This gripping show is about several nuns who spent years living with Mother Teresa and eventually decided to leave the convent. It's about a world I was deeply familiar with as a devout Catholic, but captured with an honesty that was really challenging for me. I saw how complicated our relationship to our heroes and mentors can be the closer we get to them, and recognize the ways in which the pursuit of an ideal can often mask or excuse harm, especially harm that's unintended. But what happens when spiritual harm in the name of God becomes systemic? My third pick, The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill, tells a cautionary tale of how one of the fastest growing churches in America came crashing down. The series offers a slow-motion play-by-play of the religious empire built by celebrity pastor Mark Driscoll and how abuse can magnify and have ripple effects. The episode I chose to highlight is a bonus episode titled Healing and Resurrection After Spiritual Trauma and helps listeners come to grips with the reality of spiritual trauma and abuse. I appreciated how it spoke to those of us who might come at this topic with warranted suspicion of broad psychological diagnoses. Which leads me to my fourth pick, from the Liturgists podcast and their episode titled Spiritual Trauma. In it, trauma therapist Hillary McBride elaborates on the ways that spiritual trauma can show up in our bodies and really brings a physiological perspective to what can seem like a purely mental and emotional phenomenon. I think you'll love learning about how our bodies can play a role in healing. And finally, my fifth pick is an interview with musician Julian Baker from the show Queerology, a podcast on belief and being. I think just listening to Julian, who's one of the members of the band Boy Genius, was healing for me. She offers this eloquent and humble approach to questioning her faith that really showed me a way forward amidst my own reckoning with my past. I can't recommend this one highly enough. I really hope that these picks can help you and those you care about become more aware of the phenomenon of spiritual trauma and be a resource towards healing. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out my podcast, Dear Alana, available everywhere now.
Thank you, Simon, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Simon's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can easily click and get listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website at earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for the Earbuds newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can submit a list for our consideration. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of the website. This week, we're spotlighting Armchair Explorer, and here's a bit about the show. The Webby Award-nominated travel podcast, Armchair Explorer, is back with a new season filled with extraordinary tales of adventure set to cinematic-level sound design. You're in for a treat with this season's new batch of adventures. It includes searching for snow leopards in the Himalayas, taking a covered wagon 2,000 miles along the Oregon Trail, and the first descent by kayak of the entire Amazon River. You can find and listen to Armchair Explorer wherever you get your podcasts. This week's podcast recommendation on spiritual trauma pair well with In Another Room. An amateur paranormal investigator gets trapped inside a notoriously haunted house where every room she enters transports her to the last inhabitant's grisly murder. Talk about trauma. That was our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by Realm Media. Learn more about Realm at realm.fm. And to close out the show, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. This week in podcast and newsletter, Lauren Passell writes, Peabody Award-winning producer Leah Toe is an expert storyteller, and her podcast Strangers is a knockout, curious show that lets us wiggle into some of the most intimate moments of people's lives, hear whispers of their secrets, and be thrown into their experiences. There hasn't been an episode for a while, but if you haven't listened, set aside some time. Next, The Honest Talk is Canada's leading podcast for professional women who are looking for more out of themselves, more out of their businesses and elected leaders, and more out of the world around them. The Honest Talk features interviews with North America's most influential and inspiring women and engages in real, honest conversations about the experiences, challenges, aspirations, and lessons shared by their amazing guests. Next, Monash University's Signal Award-winning podcast, What Happens Next, just returned for its 8th season. Each week, academic commentator Dr. Susan Carlin steps through the sliding doors with global experts to look at some of the biggest issues facing us today, while discovering what could happen if we don't change and what the world could look like if we do. And last, what's James Cridland covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on fiction podcasters' efforts to unionize, the acquisition of Squadcast by Descript, and a Canadian politics podcast that is paying people to get a tattoo of their podcast art. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. Now we're about to wrap up, but let me tell you a bit about me and what I do in the world of podcasts. I primarily work with Ariel at Tink Media, where I do podcast growth and marketing, which is to say I work with different shows and networks to help their podcasts find the right audience for them, and I help them connect with those audiences. Outside of work, I'm currently considering going back to school for a graduate degree. So last week's episode recommendations to grad school and beyond was very timely for me. And that's the close of our show for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Ariel will be back soon with much to share about the goings-on at Podcast Movement. In the meantime, go listen to some podcasts. And don't forget to let us know what you thought of these episode recommendations by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Happy listening.
Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.